I'm pleased to let you know that in spite of the weather and the short notice, we had a very good turnout last evening. We had a couple of dozen concerned citizens that came out. We had a very productive meeting, and I'd like to share with you those points that the concerned citizens would like to see acted on. The first thing they would like to see is the truth and taxation hearing that right now is scheduled on November 7th, 30 minutes before the Finance Committee meeting. They would like to see a separate date and time in the evening for that meeting. The concerned citizens do not believe that a half hour before the Finance Committee meeting is adequate time to truly address their issues and to have the truth of some of the things that they're also going to request. And when I talk about the truth in taxation part, the concerned citizens would like to see Bellwether discuss in detail the 2015 operations audit that Bellwether did for the county. The citizens would like to see that report talked about, especially any open items or things that were recommended by Bellwether that have not been implemented. Obviously, the concerned citizens would like to see if there were expense reductions indicated by Bellwether, why haven't they been implemented and what the plan is before any tax increase. The third thing is that the concerned citizens would like to see Bellwether actually provide at this truth and taxation hearing a per capita and per square mile cost analysis of Mercer County as it relates to our collar counties of Rock Island, Henry, Knox, Henderson, and especially Warren County. Warren County is a county that is very similar in size and population. The concerned citizens believe that this analysis should be done as far as a true cost comparison of how we compare in all of our departments as it compares to these other counties that we border. They would also like to see the justification provided by Bellwether as it relates to the Cook County income projections for the budget. I think the citizens are very concerned because there has not been a consistency with Cook County, and what is the plan that the sheriff and Bellwether has specifically to ensure that this revenue is actually going to be part and actually go from if-come to actually income in the 2018 budget. So those were some of the takeaways from last night. The citizens are very energized and very interested in this process and very interested in reducing our property taxes. We hope that through a strong dialogue this can happen with Bellwether and the county board. There were a couple specific things that were mentioned that I think the county board could do pretty quickly to improve the budget. And one of those things is to restructure the unsecured line of credit we have right now with Bank of Orion. If we were to change that structure and just secure it with Bank of Orion or whatever bank, that would bring $100,000 plus relief to the budget. By securing it, make it a lower interest rate, plus the 2018 budget calls for a payback of $100,000 because it's currently unsecured. I think that if the county board and the county finances can afford a payback next year, pay it if you can afford it, but don't force a payback when you're going to raise the citizens of Mercer County's property taxes, when if you just restructured that loan and secured it, these costs would go away. So it seems like that's low fruit and could be acted on by the county board. The other thing is that the concerned citizens believe that Bellwether does provide some real expertise but we believe that their contract could probably be restructured or should be at least looked at with some type of specific task versus monthly management, more like engaging them from the months of August to November to provide budgetary expertise. That is really the strength, in my opinion, of Bellwether. And I think that by restructuring this contract, which is easy to do, they're not employees. The contract's easy to restructure. That could save an additional $50,000 or plus just by restructuring the contract using Bellwether's strengths, but not paying for daily management, which, quite frankly, we don't get anyway. They're here one day a month or two. It seems to me use their strengths to supplement where the county needs it the most, and that would be in the budget process. So those are some of the specifics and then some of the generalities that we talked about. As I said, it was a great meeting. It was a productive meeting, and I think that the concerned citizens are going to be very interested to see this process continue.
Now, are you going to have that, basically what you just went over with me, are you going to send some type of communication indicating what you just mentioned? Are you're going to forward that to the county board chairman or something like that prior to November 7th?
That's a great question, Jim. The decision of the concerned citizens is that both Dr. Ansu and Lori Sindelar and Ron Fuller-Love. Ron couldn't make the meeting, but Lori and Brian were there. And we've directed our representatives, those three representatives, to communicate directly to the county board chairman and make these requests formal. And so the county board chairman will be receiving a formal request from three of the county board members, as I said, Ron Fuller-Love, Lori Sindelar, and Dr. Brian Ansu.